Well, let's talk now to Brian Caulfield, who's chair of Scale Ireland, which represents the indigenous Irish-owned tech sector here and tech companies. Brian, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. We've been just going through some of the figures there, the redundancies we already know about at Stripe, the announcement from Twitter last week, what may be coming this week from Meta. And it's not just those who are employed directly in these companies, but in other businesses which are providing services to them, 6,000 in the case of Meta. What is the impact at this stage, or is it possible to assess what might be the likely impact of this on the indigenous tech sector?
Well, certainly there are very strong relationships, Brian, between the indigenous tech sector and FDI, both as customers and partners and so on. So I couldn't say that there won't be any impact. But when we surveyed the members of Scale Ireland back just less than a year ago, the biggest single problem for them was recruitment of good quality staff. So I think that for many of those companies, this is in some respects an opportunity that there will be people with fantastic skills exiting from some of these larger companies, and lots of opportunities for them to consider joining an indigenous startup. I don't think that there will be a huge impact from a sales perspective. Most Irish companies are selling on a global basis. They have large numbers of customers, so I wouldn't be particularly concerned about that. Where we will see some issues is potentially on the investment side, as obviously there's a rating on all technology stuff, private and public.
How do you account for what's happening in the tech sector? I mean, we had the recent reporting season in the United States, and certainly there was a lot of disappointment among investors in relation to the performance of many technology companies. They ramped up, we're told, their staff numbers, their operations during the lockdown. How do you assess this this adjustment that's taking place?
Well, I think we're in a very, very different economic environment compared to what we have been for the past number of years. We've had a period of extremely low interest rates and extremely low inflation. In that scenario, the kind of the growth and the future profits of tech companies are extremely attractive to investors, and they're prepared to pay a very big premium for that growth. And unfortunately, that is now reversed with increasing inflation and increasing interest rates. So, you know, it inevitably means a readjustment of the valuations of the tech companies. And I think the other factor is we're in a world where parts of the world are already in recession, and that's inevitably going to hit earnings in these big tech companies. And, you know, they're taking action essentially to right size the business for that type of environment.
And a question, if I may, Brian, about the impact of all of this on the wider economy. You know, given the dependence of the exchequer, we know from on corporate taxation, but also, you know, in taxes that are raised on people employed in many of these firms, and the wider economic consequences. Taoiseach or Tánaiste was saying last week in Singapore that he didn't believe Ireland was excessively dependent on the IT sector, the foreign direct investment in IT. Do you think he's right there, that we've got about the balance right?
Yes, I think broadly speaking, the balance is right. And I think if you look historically, the foreign direct investment sector has delivered in a big way for the Irish economy. Having said that, I think the government has been wise to avoid applying these kind of excess corporate tax gains to kind of core spending, because I do think it's inevitable that we will see a reduction in corporation tax from these big tech businesses over the next couple of years. It's essentially inevitable. So, I mean, that will certainly have an impact on the wider economy.
I think we might leave it there, Brian. Just time has caught up on us, and the line has begun to deteriorate a little bit. But we appreciate your time, nevertheless, this afternoon. That's Brian Caulfield from Scale Ireland.